Victory Orator presents Necessary Rebirths, a collection of poems and prose for awakening, written and read by Nicole M. Long. Section 1, Surviving the Jungle. Seldom prayers matter none. God, did your heart grow cold, or did you turn down the volume on my cries? I've called for you. Have you forgotten the sound of my voice? Have you no memory of who I am? That much time couldn't have passed us by. If you are up there now, tell me, why didn't you protect me? Trauma started early. Some of those formative years are mostly a blur. Tiny recollections of things I witnessed, places I've seen, people I knew. Community surrounded me, a love and togetherness with crimes from time to time. My environment was gritty and beautiful, where I experienced many firsts. Growing up in the inner city of America, playing till the streetlights came on, running through creeks, picking up frogs, keeping up with the pack. I wore skirts while jumping fences and tasted the sweet nectar from honeysuckles. There were happy times. There were wretched times. But I never felt like I wasn't enough. I didn't have to believe that I needed more. My family did what they could, keeping food on the tables, stabilizing my life, ensuring that this ray of light had a space to fit in. It wasn't until I met the outside world that I ever felt like I didn't belong, that my being wasn't enough, that I had to fit in or be like the others to be accepted. But add in separation and then divorce and you'd have the recipe for a childhood of anticipating departures, expectations of things going wrong, and the sullen longing for completion. It's taken me 30-something years to override the trauma, and I realize now that people come and people go. Though any of these conditions would make a sane person break, it makes emotional intellects lose their shit. So imagine what it does to impressionable youth. Ghetto proper. People turn their noses up and assume the way we speak is broken, uncultured, unkempt. As if the African-American vernacular English that I speak at home isn't as prized and American as their apple pie. The very same words that I use with my family, shortened, hyphenated, and enunciated with a twang that only we can understand. Our freeness to speak as we so choose among those who get our language. The inside jokes. The lingo that's made its way onto screens and placards and gift shops across the ocean blue. The same words that bring in billions for entities who could give a care less about the way of our world. The profits, the margins, imbalances all around. I was told that I need to learn how to speak in a way that the world would understand, that I had to clear up my words so that I could get a job, be respected, and thrive in this space and time. That I, as a black woman in America, had better learn how to switch and code, reconfigure the way I present my thoughts and prose if I'm to climb the ranks. I'll have you know I've done none of the sort. I've kept my DC bred tongue tricks and my Guyanese kissing of the teeth, for my ghetto is next to godliness, and it deserves to reverberate throughout the universe. My predilection for words that are both familiar and foreign make me exactly who I am, a fabulous wordsmith with the juice. And I know we'll all go down in history for our steez. So I'll have you know I am fluent in two languages. American English.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?